As part of the fallout from the Belfast rape trial, the possibility of legal representation for the victims of sexual assault has arisen. I spoke earlier to Nolene Blackwell, CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, and I began by asking her where we are now in relation to victims of sexual assault being granted legal representations when their cases come before the courts.
All right, so this is a question that we raised when the Belfast rape trial finished last March, just at Easter 2018. One of the issues that troubled a whole lot of people, no matter what you thought of the case, what you thought of the verdict, was how the victim in the case, the person who made the complaint, was so isolated in the court. And we hear this again and again from victims, people who feel thoroughly isolated, feeling they're on their own, that the state is there prosecuting a case, they're just a witness, that the defendant is there with their legal team, and that there is so little support for the victim. Shortly after that case, the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan, set up a review into how sexual offence trials are held, how they're investigated and how the trial goes on, recognising that the victims of these crimes are really badly served by the legal process as we have it right now. And the current situation at the beginning of January 2019 is that that review is still ongoing. The review is being chaired by a very notable academic in this area. His name is Tom O'Malley. He is an academic in NUI Galway, and he's also a member of the State's Law Reform Commission, which is its big think tank for legal things. And then the people who are on the review group are from various departments that have an interest in this area. And then they took public submissions. So, for instance, we put in quite an extensive submission into them. And in that submission, we put our own thoughts, but we also put the thoughts of members of the public and members of the legal profession who were kind enough to help us with information on it. And it is there in that context that we are making the case that the current situation, where the person who is in court, who has brought the complaint, and without whom there would be no case, is not properly served. And that for as long as it goes on like this, it is very, very hard to ask people to go to court because of the isolation of the victim, because there's nobody to help them to explain their account properly to the jury, because a lot of the time they can't even know what's going on, and because they have no legal assistance in what is a very legal process. You know, giving witness in a case like this, where the issue is really, was the sex consensual or not? That's what most cases are about. Often means you're standing before someone who might have been your husband, your partner, your boss, a friend, and you are there entirely on your own. A little help from the prosecution, but not much. You're on your own. And the other person who's telling a story to the jury as well, they're telling their account to the jury. And they are properly supported by legal experts, legal professionals in a legal setting. And we say, in an era where victims are recognised as having rights, that this cannot be the best way we can do it, that we could do it better, and that victims should have more access to legal support as they are trying to explain themselves in a legal setting, in a way, in a case where they are talking about the most invasive assault on their dignity and on their bodies that you could possibly imagine.
I know, it's such a difficult time. It's such a difficult thing to do for any woman or man to go and come out with this, you know, that this has happened to me, and then to be standing there alone with no representation. It's a terrible thing.
In a room full of strangers, when you think about it, they don't know the judge, they don't know the lawyers. It might be their first time ever in a courthouse.
Yes.
And they are there, and the jury are strangers to them. They must be. So you are talking about intimate assaults in front of this room full of strangers. Now, we will accompany people to court. We have a service providing, you know, support for people. We will go down and we'll sit with them in the court. Mm. But the people that we are accompanying people are not lawyers. They're not engaged in the case. They are there to offer support, solidarity. They're there to be with the person, to show them around the courthouse, to make sure they're not on their own if they're passing the person that's accused of the assault. So we will give all that kind of support. And that's there already. But it is not the same as having someone who understands the legal process and who is there with you to help you explain your truth to the jury equally with the accused, who is getting to explain their truth with the help of a lot of experienced lawyers.
Yes, yes. So what's happening then? How long do you think it'll take now before this legislation actually comes to pass? Or what are they doing with it? It's taking so long.
So at the moment, it's a review. And that review will go on until we anticipate that the review will be published in the first quarter of 2019. And we anticipate that Tom O'Malley will make certain recommendations about how things could be changed. Because it's not only about legal representation, there's a whole lot of things that could be fixed, including the desperate delays that are there in the court process. So presumably Tom O'Malley will make a whole series of recommendations. Some of them may not need legal change at all. They might simply mean judges operating in a slightly different manner to run cases through more quickly. Some of them may need legal change. And in that case, it will be the Minister for Justice will have to decide if that legislation is going to be brought in order to change the law. But there are so many ways in which both the Garda investigation and the trial process could be improved, Adrian, that it may, you know, that a lot of work could be done even without legal change. But we do think that what is really essential is that when this review comes out, it is focused on the experience of the victim in the investigation and trial of sexual offences. Because until now, there hasn't been that review from the victim perspective. And as a result of that, people dread having to go into the court system. We know that from our own experience and from the experience of the people who contact the National 24-Hour Helpline. We know they dread it, and we also know from the research that's there that it is one of the least reported crimes ever. And that's really desperate. That means that those who are committing these crimes are getting away with rape and other serious sexual assault. And that actually is not only bad for the person who's getting away with it and bad for the victim, it's actually bad for us as a society because it means we're no longer as safe as we were before.